MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Dr. Mashik Mthunzi. He's a postdoctoral researcher at the Graduate School of Business at the University of Cape Town. Mashik, appreciate the time today. You wrote a great piece recently around African bonds and how they are substantially mispriced, and the mispricing resulting in, frankly, higher yields. Can you give us some examples of how this mispricing is happening across the continent?
Thanks very much, Simon, for having me. It's a very important conversation that I think has not been paid attention to over the years. You know, African countries have been issuing bonds quite substantially since around the 2000s, early 2000s, you know, being a very good option to raise capital alternative to the concessionary funding from the IMF. So what I can say, the mispricing is in all the Eurobonds that have been issued so far, over 150 billion euro bonds in 21 countries, with each one issuing more than two or three euro bonds. Why I'm saying there's mispricing in all these euro bonds is because all of them are oversubscribed. They are oversold or overbought. You know, from simple pricing instances like yourself, to take the conversation in very literal, in a layman's terms, you take your potatoes to the market. The moment you arrive in the market, before you even take them off the truck, all of them are bought. Yeah. There's still some more people who are asking for more potatoes. It means that there's a problem with your pricing.
Is this, I mean, because certainly I take your point. I mean, that's the paradox, right? Which there is the demand, but we're not getting the pricing. Is it a lack of capacity or expertise within issuing governments? Is it, I'm going to say, maybe it's a lack of expertise within the buyers of the bonds? I mean, where does the problem sit to your mind?
Well, problems are everywhere. But I think the issue of capacity and understanding Eurobond pricing is at the core of it. And that function should be a very mature function within the framework of what we call the debt management framework. But you find that in most of our governments, they only have one or two people who are not even experts in bond pricing modeling to be able to engage with the investment banks and the issuing syndicates that actually develop this proposal and pitch the initial public offer. And there is a very disturbing instance that actually I've been pointing out. We have another piece out in a few days to discuss the role of ministers of finance in the mispricing of bonds. Because we find that the Eurobond syndicates have deliberately bypassed the Ministry of Finance technical experts, which are not very technical to some extent, but they do help in assessing some of these incompetencies. The syndicates engage with ministers directly to close their deals. And the minister, you know, is a political appointee, and in many cases, they are just out to get funding as quick as possible. And, you know, because their term is limited, they are not very worried about the issue that these bonds need to be repaid at some point in time. So there are various factors that have contributed to that. And in summing up, there's what I've called a false signal of success in bond issuances, where all these oversubscriptions have been characterized as success in issuing bond. You see, but immediately after the bond is issued, they realize that after 6 months, we have to pay a coupon. Then comes the headache again. That's why you find now almost all the new bond issuances are issuances to restructure or to refinance maturing bonds.
I get you. And it's that challenge. You know, the minister wants the money, but truthfully, the country wants the money at the best rate possible. Is it then, I mean, you talk around syndicates, is it around sort of getting them out of that process and getting perhaps structural teams within the governments, within the treasury departments, with much better sort of skill levels to help with this process?
Absolutely. That's my pitch, that we need to develop strong teams that have equal knowledge like the bond issuing syndicates that structure the IPOs or the initial public offers. Because when someone who is an expert in market intelligence, in bond issuance, in bond pricing and modeling, they will be able to also do their own parallel process to determine what could be the most accurate pricing based on peer-to-peer comparison and based on market appetite or even the timing, because going to the market is not always, you know, free. You can't go to the market every time.
Yeah.
There are times when we know that the markets are tight, the interest rate cycle is on the peak. So let's wait until the interest rate has declined, or let's wait until another wave of investor appetite is resumed. So people like that with such capacities, not only having them in the ministry, but also retaining them, because that's one of the challenges that we see consistently, that you have one expert and after a short period of time, they leave because they are not being paid sufficiently. So if you have those people with such capacities and level of understanding in the ministry, they can engage with the syndicates, the bond issuing syndicates, on objective areas.
Yeah.
And any disagreements can then be leveled by the minister who provides the oversight role, you know, and also pitching this to parliament and to all the high level engagement. Not for the minister to be the one who is involved in these processes.
Sure. But I take your point. I mean, it's around skills. It's around, in many senses, there's a lack of a playing field in terms of the information out there. And that needs to be leveled because, yeah, if you're paying more than you need to, that costs the country down the road. We'll leave it there. That's Dr. Mashik Matuzi. He's a postdoctoral researcher, Graduate School of Business, University of Cape Town. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.